pronti per volare sul nido dell'aquila.
Sul nido dell'aquila. E voliamo a canestro con l'Aquila Basket Trento.
E siamo sul nido dell'aquila e siamo arrivati sul nido dell'aquila e ci ha aperto la porta un nostro caro amico, an old friend. Welcome back, Dominic Sutton. Welcome,
thank you,
Dom.
Thank you.
Bentornato, benvenuto, Dominic Sutton. Bentornato perché, insomma, come forse alcuni ascoltatori si ricordano, Dominic era l'anno scorso con la maglia bianconera dell'Aquila Basket Trento e adesso ha deciso di tornare a, insomma, a vestire questa maglia, a farci divertire durante questo campionato. La seconda parte, che inizierà proprio domenica prossima, di questo parleremo un po' con lui. Anzi, cominciamo subito a chiedergli dove era finito, che fine ha fatto, che cosa ha combinato in questi mesi. Dom, you were here last year, as we all remember, and you decided now to join the group again. Where have you been this past month?
Man, these the last 5 months, man, I've been in Germany and France, went back home to America. Now I'm back in Italy. So
you enjoyed your time playing with some other teams, perché sei stato con altre squadre. Which teams you played?
I played with Ulm in Germany. I played with Nancy in France.
In France. Mm-hmm. And then you decided during Christmas, let's say vacation, to come back here. What happened?
Oh man, it just happened so fast, man. You know, my last game was 27th December. I had went back to America on the 28th of December, and while I was at home, I got a phone call and said Trento, you know, was interested and wanted me back, and it was just like, really? And they was like, yeah. So I ended up making the choice, coming back. And I'm here, excited and ready to play.
Ready to play. Quindi, insomma, ha fatto l'ultima partita il 27 di dicembre in Francia e poi è andato negli Stati Uniti, ha ricevuto una chiamata il giorno dopo. Trento ti vuole, vorrebbe nuovamente che giocassi con noi, quindi con l'Aquila Basket. E perché no? Ed eccolo qui un'altra volta, pronto a giocare. You already met your new teammates and your old teammates as well. First, you know, feelings and your expectations now for the second part of the league.
It's funny, man, because I've pretty much played with half the team before. Aaron Kraft, I played with him back in the NBA D League. We won the championship together with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Nice.
We won the championship. I played with David Lightly in the NBA Summer League a few years back with the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, the Italian guys, Filo and Flocka and Toto, played with them last year. And I'm pretty much familiar with the majority of the team, except for two or three of the new
guys.
It's
like you never left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like I never left. So the majority of those guys know how I play, man. And, you know, I'm just trying to come in and just fit in and do my part. And, I know, the first half really don't mean as much now. Now it's, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, we're trying to finish in the playoff spot. If we can, you know, obviously, you know, a higher seed in the playoffs. But right now we just striving just to, you know, be in the playoffs and hopefully make a run when the playoffs begin. So I'm just here to do my job, man, do my part. And hopefully we'll see what happens within the next 2-3 months.
All right, and we'll see you from upstairs, from up.
Oh yeah.
The arena. Bene, insomma, è come se non fosse mai andato via, dice Dominic, perché anche con, oltre alla squadra italiana, Toto Forrai, Flaccadori, Baldi Rossi, con cui ha giocato l'anno scorso, diciamo che anche, per esempio, Aaron Kraft ha giocato insieme nella D-League, hanno vinto 2 anni fa con Golden State, oppure con i Brooklyn Nets, you played, con David Lighty, di conseguenza conosce bene questi ragazzi e sono pronti tutti quanti together with the rest of the team, apart from David, but he's already recovering, so he'll be back in very soon. Yeah. And the new guy, because you have a new teammate now.
Yeah.
So do you know him?
I don't know him. I've heard of him. You know, I've did my research on him and, you know, looked him up and seen a couple of highlights of him and stuff. I know he played at Iowa. Very, you know, smart guy, long, lanky guy that can come in and give us some shooting and some creating plays off the dribble and different things like that. So, you know, me and the rest of the guys are looking forward to him being here.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to his new home, and, you know, we want to open arms up to him, and hopefully he can help us. So.
Certo, e anche David Marble, che è il nuovo acquisto dell'Aquila Basket, arrivato ieri dall'Aris Salonicco, non lo conosce personalmente, ma senz'altro ha sentito parlare di lui, è un buon giocatore e faremo, dice già Dominic, di tutto per farlo sentire a casa propria, ovviamente dare il meglio per questa seconda parte di stagione. L'obiettivo è arrivare ai playoff, adesso siamo tutti carichi per centrare quell'obiettivo. Now Dom, let's listen to some Stevie Wonder super classic Master Blaster that I know you like it, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay,
all right. Thank you.
sul nido dell'Aquila e vogliamo a canestro con l'Aquila Basket Trento.
Dancing naked in my living room. She straight out of college, just turned 22. Girl, get your money up, I ain't even mad at you. Got you all on me, making these niggas catch an attitude.
Tell them don't start it, my niggas retarded. Fuck the judge and the sentence, I got a good lawyer.
I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. It's my birthday with the cake. Fuck it up and let me eat it. I think I deserve a toast. Shout out to my team. We be out here doing the most. Girl, come to my place. I don't bring no clothes. Unless you dirty, babe. Baby, drop it out.
I pop a band on that ass. Baby, been eating the weedies.
All in the back, bitch in the cast. Eat me if you need it. I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. My birthday with a cake. Pick it up, let me eat it.
Pull up on your ass.
Like a nigga just got out of jail. Flying in my Rari like a bat that just flew out of hell. I'm from the east of ATL, but ballin' in the Cali Hills. The mama booty boomin', that bitch movin', and she standin' still. I know these bitches choosin' me, but I got 80 on me still. I'm tryna fuck who tryna chill, cause I'm just tryna pay some bills. I'm multi-million dollar flood, this watch here cost a quarter L. Just look at me and look at them. I smashed her on my first attempt. Like Scarface, bitch, the world is
mine. Si chiama Party, ed è nuovo singolo di Chris Brown and he knows how to party, huh, Dom?
Yeah, man, CB know how to party, man.
Chris Brown, o CB come lo chiamano ovviamente negli Stati Uniti, qui insieme a Usher and who's the third guy?
Usher
and who's the other one?
Gucci Man.
Oh, questo è il pezzo che Dominic Sutton ha scelto per noi e torniamo a parlare con Dom un po' del suo ritorno a Trento. C'è un messaggio, there's a text for you, che è arrivato da parte di Francesco e dice: ma se non è una domanda troppo imbarazzante, vorrei chiedere a Dominic se è migliorato nei tiri dalla lunetta. Allora adesso chiediamolo direttamente a Dominic se questa cosa è vera. Dom, this guy Francesco asks, don't be offended, but
oh, no.
I just want to ask if you improved from free throws percentage.
Oh man, I definitely improved from the free throw line, man. I just think my all around game has improved from last year dramatically. You know, playing with more confidence and playing, you know, within myself. So no worries from the free throw line.
Dice di non preoccuparsi per i tiri liberi perché è migliorato dal campo, è arrivato a una percentuale di circa dell'80%, quindi non male, not bad. Dominic Sutton sarà in campo già domani perché c'è un amichevole a Bolzano e domani sera proprio contro Reggio Emilia alle 19 al Palaresia. Di conseguenza adesso gli chiediamo subito cosa si aspetta di vedere. Il primo ostacolo, la prima squadra di fronte è quella Reggio Emilia che l'anno scorso insomma li ha visti parecchie volte di fronte. First game tomorrow night, it'll be a friendly game. Mm-hmm. but it's never too friendly because Reggio Emilia will be there.
Yeah.
And I think you well remember all the, you know, the games last year in Euro Cup, in the during the tournament during the year. What do you expect tomorrow night?
I expect for it to be nothing like a friendly game. It'll be basically, a regular league game, if you ask me. It's never a friendly game when we play against Reggio. It's always something to prove against them. So I'm going to go in, approach the game like I always do. Just play and have fun and, get myself back molded to being back in the Italian league.
So to have fun, this is very, very important, I think, whenever, any time you play, in any sport maybe, the most important thing is to have fun.
Oh, yeah, man, you got to have fun. You never want to play the game not having fun. I always try to approach the game and have fun, man, because, you never know when it can be your last game, man. I'm a very passionate player. A lot of people take my passion for being angry and mad all the time, but that's just how I play the game. I'm always off the court. I'm a happy guy. On the court, I'm just a different guy. I'm a very competitive person, and it's going to be a very competitive game tomorrow. So I'm going to approach the game like every game that I approach.
Domani sarà, sì, una partita ovviamente amichevole sulla carta, ma quando si gioca contro Reggio Emilia c'è sempre dello spirito agonistico che salta in campo, e lui ci sarà per essere della partita e ovviamente dare subito il suo contributo e soprattutto divertirsi, perché dice: io sono un ragazzo che mi diverto tantissimo in campo e voglio far divertire. Certo, c'è della competizione, posso sembrare ogni tanto anche un po' brusco, un po' cattivo fra mille virgolette, però fa parte del gioco, e domani lo vedremo. E poi anche domenica alle 12 si comincia il ritorno, second half of the regular season on Sunday at 12, so it's gonna be midday game. Nobody will stay home for lunch, everyone is invited to join the game, right?
Of course, man, everybody come out, the whole community, Trento, man, we need y'all support. It's a new half of the season, man, and we here to make a push for the playoffs. So we need everybody to come out, get loud, make Trentoa like it was last year, make it a bad place to play, man.
A bad place to play. Quindi ragazzi, là fuori, questo è l'invito di Dominic Sutton di fare, di non restare a casa, di essere della partita domenica al Palatrento alle 12 per l'inizio del girone di ritorno contro l'Enel Brindisi. All'andata, qualcuno se lo ricorda forse, non andò benissimo, però fu la prima sconfitta in terra brindisina. Bisognerà dare anche una lezione agli avversari e far diventare il palazzetto un posto dove si fa fatica a giocare per gli avversari, ovviamente. Dom, let's play now with our listeners, because we have a few tickets to win for them. Quindi due biglietti in palio per la partita di domenica, adesso, a chi risponderà correttamente alla domanda che farò. Dominic Sutton quest'anno, nel 2017, non vestirà la maglia numero 23, ma la maglia numero 2, perché la maglia 23 è già di David Lighty. Voglio sapere da voi perché ha scelto la maglia numero 2, e vi do un aiuto: era la sua maglia in un altro sport che lui praticava prima di giocare a pallacanestro a livello professionista. Di che sport sto parlando? Risposta A, baseball. Risposta B, calcio. Risposta C, football americano. A, B o C, baseball, calcio o football americano? Tra poco risponderemo. Dominic, we are talking about your jersey number.
Yeah.
If we want to know, we asked which sport you've been, used to play before basketball, wearing number 2. Mm-hmm. Don't say nothing now.
It's legit, you know it's a hit when the Neptune's on the doggy dolphin spit. You know he's in tune with the season. Come here, baby, tell me why you leaving. Tell me if it's weed that you need. If you want to breathe, I got the best weed, minus seeds. Ain't nobody tripping, VIP they can't get in. If something go wrong, then you know we get to gripping. With a G from Los Angeles, where the helicopters got cameras, just to get a glimpse of our chucks and our khakis and our bouncing car. You with your friend, right?
Yeah.
She ain't trying to bring over no men, right?
No.
She ain't gotta be in the distance. She can get high all in an instant. Have you ever flown on G5 from London to Ibiza? You gotta have cake too. You'll have Sundays with your key times. You'll see Venus and Serena in the Wimbledon arena. And I
Uncle Charlie, you.
Nigga, don't be young and foolish. Don't know what you're doing. Dog style.
Unless you're a rat, I see you, but don't fuck with me. Why are you telling me this is a sign? She's looking in my eyes, mousing over the guys. Why are you telling me this is a sign?
Oh. Don't think about it, boy, leave her alone.
Nigga, you ain't no king. She likes my tone, I could throw.
Snoop Dogg, noi ci avviamo anche verso la fine della puntata di oggi. Allora, prima cosa, sveliamo qual è la risposta esatta per il nostro quiz di oggi e chi si porta a casa questi due biglietti per domenica, la partita alle 12. Anzi, chiediamolo direttamente a Dominic, qual era lo sport che prima di diventare un professionista, un cestista, lui praticava e vestiva la maglia numero 2. Dominic, so you picked number two, jersey number, mm-hmm. this year, simply because David Light is wearing 23.
Yeah.
But there is a reason for the number two. Tell us why.
No, I wouldn't. I chose number two, man, because that was my football number. That was a number that, you know, I idolized in a great college player in Charles Woodson. And number two was my jersey number, man. That was a always been a number that I like, 2 and 23, so.
Okay. It was back in which year you played football? Last time with number 2?
2003.
Okay, 2003, so 14 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
14 anni fa l'ultima volta che ha vestito la maglia numero 2 ed era una maglia di football americano, quindi qualcuno là fuori ha risposto correttamente e sono sicuro che potrà godersi questa partita anche grazie al gioco che facciamo tutte le settimane qui sul Nido dell'Aquila. E before we leave you to training session, I think in the afternoon, Dom, c'è un messaggio che è arrivato da un ascoltatore, Max, dice: contentissimo che sia tornato Dominic, la grinta in persona, sono sicuro che darà tutto ciò che manca a Trento in questo momento. Ricorderò sempre quando ti sei letteralmente strappato la maglia contro Milano per la partita persa per un solo punto. Io ero lì vicino a te a fine partita e ho persino avuto paura a stringerti la mano, volevo chiederti se la maglietta potevi darla a me, ma non era il momento giusto, era davvero arrabbiato. You were not angry, you were that was frustration.
It was just frustration. Yeah, it was just a frustrating moment for us, because I knew we were the better team. I knew we were better than Milan. We had just, you know, swept these guys 3 weeks prior before that, and to come back and get swept in the first round of playoffs to them was like unacceptable, you know. And I blame myself for that, because, you know, maybe I could have done a lot more things better in that game. And it was just a frustrating moment, man. It was just, I don't know, you know, we were on vacation mode, we were ready to go home or what the case was, but it was just a very frustrating moment. It had nothing to do with, you know, being angry at anyone other than myself. You know, it was nothing towards the fans, nobody, it was me.
This guy could ask, you know, the shirt anyway.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't bit him, for sure.
He could have had the shirt. If he had asked for it, he could have had it. I would have... Take it.
Max, potevi chiedere, non era arrabbiato con nessuno se non con lui stesso e con un po' con quello che era successo contro Milano, perché Trento in quel momento, tra l'altro, stava andando benone e aveva dimostrato di poter battere Milano, ma poi ogni partita ha una sua storia. Every game has, you know, its own story, and that story was that story, pretty sad one. It'll never happen again.
Oh no.
Probably.
That was one of the ones that hurt. That kind of hurt deep down to where I still remember that.
That's
I
why you clearly that. Remember that
yeah,
day.
That hurt. It stayed with me all summer. And for me to be back here again to have another... Oh, yeah.
To fix the scar. Ok. Bene, il nostro tempo a disposizione si esaurisce qui sul Nido dell'Aquila. Oggi con noi è stato Dominic Sutton. Ti vedremo in campo domani sera in questa amichevole a Bolzano alle 19 al Palarese contro Reggio Emilia, ma soprattutto domenica alle 12 al Palatrento per l'inizio del girone di ritorno contro Enel Brindisi. Noi come Radio Dolomiti seguiremo in diretta la partita, quindi per chi non potrà esserci al Palatrento a seguirla dal vivo, basta sintonizzare la radio sulle nostre frequenze. Thank you once again, Dom, and hope to see you in the near future again here, why not? Yeah. But surely, you know, on the court.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. I'm glad to be back in Trento, man. And like I said, man, everybody come out, support Brindisi, 12 o'clock noon. Make it a rowdy place, make it a loud place to play, man.
Grazie ancora. Thank you.